strength I don't know how to play. And I don't want to anyway. Need to delete this game and go back to another save. But my hard drive sparked. Zero charisma, zero luck. I don't have any skills or the XP to fix my.
Hello and welcome to the 9th episode of Culture Terror. I am DK.
I am Lewis. And do you know why there are no World War II Lego sets? It's very simple, actually. You would assume that, of course, that they didn't want to do violence. Actually, in the Lego universe, there are no Jewish people, so there was no war. It's canonically true. There's never been a Jewish Lego set.
But it could be either the bank. Well, that's not the kind of theft that.
Yeah, like the teller is probably not Jewish.
You would need like a Wall Street set or something, right? Like a you know, yeah. Anyway, that's.
Even the Auschwitz set didn't have any minifigures.
Was there an Auschwitz set?
So there was a notorious. It was a Polish like performance artist.
Sure.
doing a bit. And I don't think he's our guy. He's just like an extremely edgy boy.
Right.
Did like a bunch of like Death Camp Lego sets and like made good fake branding for them. They look really good.
Sure. That's hilarious. Yeah, we should get. Okay, so if I think I hadn't said it yet, but in case it wasn't clear, today we're going to be discussing Legos, which are. The reason we were discussing a little bit beforehand, like, do we want to. We definitely want to talk about Lego video games. The question, I guess, was do we want to see this as a kind of gamer core? Or as a culture terror, and we decided on culture terror to whatever extent that even matters, just because I think Legos are a really they're a major cultural force in a lot of ways, and I think they're getting bigger. I mean, certainly they haven't in my life recently, and we could talk about that. And I know Alex McNabb has been Lego posting for a while now, So the video games are kind of but I think you have to understand the video games within that broader cultural phenomenon, which is intimately intertwined with the idea of play and game, which is again back on the kind of like where what is GamerCore, what is the show, what are we doing here, but which I didn't know until I was doing some breb, the name for Lego comes from initially an abbreviation of two Danish words, leg godt, meaning play well, which the founder of Legos did. He did without apparently knowing that Lego in Latin is another one of the words for like I build. But maybe that's a vulgar Latin. I don't think that's classical. In any case, the Lego group, as it has become, as it was eventually formed, has, from the start, I mean, we're talking Denmark in the 1930s. like this is pretty pretty white. And I had a take on post recently that I will stand behind and reiterate here, which is I think that Lego sculpture is the last extant implicitly white art form. This being a little tongue in cheek, but not mostly. And I think this an interesting tension has always been there with Legos, reflected in the Lego movie and among elsewhere, of like Legos as a kind of kit with directions that you can build a particular thing with versus just an open-ended toy that you can make 3D sculptures with, a kind of very cute but also very just an interesting aesthetic, right? I mean, we all know what Legos look like, and it's very distinctive, and the results are charming almost always. Blocky kind of thing going on. Someone asked if Minecraft, what about Minecraft? I'm like, that's the same art form. Minecraft is just like, it's a Lego video game that isn't Lego, that then kind of became other stuff as well, but this whole idea of like open-ended, you can design something particular, you can just kind of improvise, and people do all kinds of interesting and cool improvisations, including apparently life camps where people were treated for their typhus. And
well, according to the set, there was no one ever there. It was just kind of a ambiguous gray building, which I'll live. I can live.
I can live with that. Yeah.
You know, it was arguably, you know, Garmar Rudolph approved set. You know.
Yeah, with their giant fans and because they have giant fan parts. You know, yeah. you could stick those in there if you wanted.
yeah. So Legos are also like very old.
Yes,
they were invented in the like late 30s, and then like the company in the late 40s was like codified or whatever.
Right.
But I don't think they became a big thing. And how
I don't think they became a big. They were like the
80s
were
at the earliest,
70s,
probably 80,
really
90,
the 80s.
Probably the 90s is when they.
So to back up for a second, or just, you know, part of the inspiration for this episode is you know, Siege Toddler is at that stage where he's into Legos. So it's been, you know, and I was actually never really, I was very much into science and math, especially math. I was not so much into the like Erector Set Lego stuff. I don't know how to explain it other than that. And but I mean, it wasn't like, I mean, obviously every kid plays with Legos, so
every white kid
plays with Legos.
So
right.
This is, yeah. I don't want to take, I'll take the
please on. Go.
But Legos are like one. Okay, this is getting into like maybe Contra Steve Saylor.
Okay,
Legos are like one of the foundations of white supremacy and white power.
In I that, love it. Cooperative play, design, you know, learning. Yes, I kind of
interlocking shapes. They're also
3D object rotation in your mind.
It's just, and they like, and they are kids do it somewhat
intuitively.
Intuitively,
well, it's also
instinctively.
Like, yeah.
There's also like, it also how you play Legos affects your type of intelligence. I really think like, so I have a lot of friends who are very organized because we all, you know, we grew up together, played Legos together, or you know, these kids who are hyper organized and very you know, hyper detail oriented, who have very like, you know, very good grades, you know, that kind of stuff. They were of the put it together, and then basically not glue it together. No one I knew actually ever glued things together. That's
I'm gonna
kind
confess
of
right here and right now. I don't think gluing the whole thing together. I think for certain fiddly little bits, especially like the end, you know, like the edges of structures, like it's fine if you actually want to play with it. Because it's never going to survive like play without some amount of glue on those little fiddly bits on the sticking out the end.
I've never actually seen somebody glue it, but fair enough. So
I just want to have like a more robust. So we like Siege Toddler's thing now is pirates, and we got this Lego pirate ship,
notoriously.
It just has these like little flags and stuff, and little assemblies, and like this little beautiful detail, little arch along the back of the, you know, aft of the ship. And it looks beautiful, but it's just constantly coming off. And I'm like, okay, well, am I really going to use these little pieces in something else? Like, I mean, maybe at some point, but I could always just, they're like 3 cents from Lego, and then you pay $2 for shipping, and you get 100 of them. You know,
the other thing is, so there are I don't think it's gluing it, but I think people keep the things together as like a display piece and a model airplane.
Yeah, really. That's not what I'm talking. Yeah.
So there's also the other kind of kids who build it, which was me. And my brothers, because I was like the oldest, and I kind of enforced this on, you know, like it's how we do things here. You build it once, it stays together for a week. Pieces are falling off of it. You throw it. My family has like bins, like waist high bins full of Legos.
Sure.
And it goes into like the, you know, it's freestyle. Like it's like make whatever you want, but which I think I have a little more of a chaotic. I'm not super organized, but I'm not smart. But you know, it's. It's a different kind of like creativity, and it's, you know, less about organization and you know, going to a pattern. It's more about building new things yourself.
Yeah, no, the my own creations or MOCs is a huge thing, and yeah, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have done that. I just was like, you know, I'm just tired because I like playing pirates with my son.
Yeah.
But I don't like, you know, when because he you know, being Siege Toddler, he likes to siege. And he'll like, you know, play a little rough and shit will come flying, and then he's like, we got to find, you know, I don't want pieces he doesn't want, missing stuff. So it's like, and I'm tired of the same piece coming off like 8 times.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Fuck that, you know. I'll put a little glue in there. People could deal with it.
But I also think like when I say it influences the way you think about things, is because like one thing that's big in like how people deal with even like aesthetic questions and organization is like how much you give a fuck about colors matching.
Yes.
So as someone who, if you're really into like colors matching, improvisational Lego is like impossible.
Right.
But if you get into it, like you got colors, don't, I'm just doing a thing,
Sure.
And that's like, that like influenced my aesthetic sensibilities. Like colors don't actually,
matter
all that much. I mean, yeah, there's a certain level of it, but at a certain point,
it's kind of like whatever.
Yeah. Yes. And there's some guys who do everything needs to be matchy-matchy. You know, the,
yes,
the gray tones as you get higher up the castle need to
right
turn lighter, you know, all the stuff. And I really think, like, this is, like, the foundation of, like, you know, like, a middle-class white people is, like,
yeah,
and even lower than that, you know, but, like, not saying, you know, poor people haven't played Legos, but just culturally, this is, Legos are, and I think Erector sets and stuff were probably before that, for sure. There's some level of, like, Erector set and, what's the other thing with, like, the spindly, you know what I'm talking about? Was it, like, the, it's, like, there's a word for it. They're still around. It's like the, so like the strips with the holes in them.
Yeah, what's, they're the metal ones, I think.
What's the thing where it's like circles that you can plug sticks into?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like almost in movies nowadays. Like, you know, right. I've seen like once in a store.
Connects, maybe?
But anyway, but you don't. You don't,
yeah.
Like there's a similar, these, you know, the script, this itch has been scratched in other ways in the past. But Legos are good because you can do it much younger too.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, it's Kinects.
Kinects.
K apostrophe.
Erector sets, model airplanes do a similar itch, but you got to be like 9 to 12
at a minimum. I did do some models. I did some model rockets and some model airplanes.
But you can start Legos. You can start big Legos when you're like 2.
Model rockets. Talk about that. I wouldn't quite call it an art form. Talk about implicitly white.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, arguably, like, I think we're bringing up a 40K episode, but like 40K, like model painting.
Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
Why are all these white people like, holy dude, it's model painting.
It took me a while because I was like, I always liked war games and I was always frustrated with like, because I wanted to play war games and I knew some 40K kids and like, to them, it was like they would spend more than half of the time painting. I'm like, guys, I mean, it's nice. It looks great. But I kind of just, I want to work. I don't, but like, that's the attraction at like more fundamentally, I think, than. Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not. So I really just like the game. Like, that's why I end up with video games, like 4K video games, I've always enjoyed.
But there's
like,
there's a contingent that that's.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Yeah.
They really don't play. They just
buy. Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And there's also people that don't paint, right? Which would basically be me.
Yeah.
Maybe give him one dunk in the.
Yeah. I remember I was once in a GW store. No, there's no way you can knock him in the story. but if you are that GW employee, you will. He was trying to sell me, what's it called? So there's Space Hulk, which is like Terminators fighting gene stealers. And there's the harder version no one's ever actually played. And it's called like Jungle Attack. It's like the Vietnam
version.
I've
never heard of this.
Okay. Yeah,
Space Hulk is, of course, very well known. There's like multiple video game adaptations. Yeah.
So this one is like, it's even harder. It's you're playing instead of Space Marine Terminators, you're playing Space Marine Scouts.
Oh, boy.
Who are the like the rookies?
Yeah,
and you just get wrecked. It's not even fun. But it is like a historical piece of Games Workshop. It's like from the it was a reboot, and I was like, wow, I like genes. I want some Gene Stealers. I want some Space Marine Scouts. I don't play either of these factions, but they're cool. I'd buy this board game for the guys.
For the miniatures. Okay,
but because it's the same miniatures that you obviously you play
four
with. He's like, but dude, I don't have time to paint these. He's like, bro, you know, they're going off a sale and like, it's a limited edition. No one's bought this thing because it's like a very niche Warhammer Spurgery thing. Only you're interested in it. I painted these for the display. I'll sell you the display set. And I was like, fuck yeah. That's my attitude toward it, you know?
Sure. Yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah. And Legos, I think they are a good middle ground because you don't have to be any kind of thinker. If you're into the modeling element, there's obviously modeling there.
Right.
You can do color stuff if you wanted. Like
you can do incredible collages and stuff.
Yeah.
That's one thing I haven't really seen explored so much now that I'm just thinking about it. And that would be maybe something cool to try.
Well, those are the mosaic stuff. Own.
Yeah. No mosaics, sure, but like yeah. Anyway, I mean,
you mean like a kaleidoscope kind of thing. Like
Like a pure like abstract expressionism like Mondrian style, but like with Legos. I think I don't know. It'd be interesting. Yeah. I'd be curious how or Kandinsky. I know he's a favorite of pseudo intellectuals, but I actually do unironically like Kandinsky. Yeah. Anyway,
The Legos are so. Legos came out of this in the 90s. They're very had a lot of European like priors, if you will. Have you ever seen I guess they're probably in Europe first, but when they got back in America, there's a very like we were brought off you know, Poyo show. Like, it's very a Tintin set where it's like the native the native Mayans and explorer set, which I think has been just totally.
Was there an official Tintin set?
No, no, but it was like it was very much like like a wink and nod. Like it's
Gotcha, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like the Mayan.
So that's a cool. We're gonna be doing at some point in the near or not that near future, an episode on Tintin, who famously is based on the life of and exploits
Tintin
of,
mon ami.
Of Leon Degrell. So watch for that, and I think we should probably do a Degrell, at least one Degrell episode before that. But anyway, yeah, that's just we're signposting future stuff. But yeah, yeah, no, of course, there's all kinds of winks and nods, like you know, yeah. Dad.
So Lego does a lot of references. All and arguably they so in the mid 2000s they were doing a lot of references and stuff. They always were, and then they codified the references into doing just a straight up Star Wars set.
Yeah, maybe let's back up again. Yeah. So it's just to kind of try to get a keep the chronology clear in our heads. So Lego basically, so he the founder of Lego starts doing plastic molding immediately after the war. It's the and it's, you know, popular in Denmark, and then I think in like elsewhere in, you know, northern, especially northern Europe, started radiating outwards. And then yeah, by the 60s it's pretty much worldwide, especially in the United States, is what is very popular. The first Legoland opens in Denmark in 1968. They start doing Technic in 1977, 1978, which are these like more mechanical pieces, like gears and crankshafts and stuff like that. That you can. I mean, they're still plastic, so there are design tolerance issues as a result of that. I saw they were going to do some kind of Osprey VTOL aircraft set that was going to be partially motorized with like the rotary blades. And do you
know, but I can see where it's going, because much like the actual fucking Osprey.
Right. So
that's hilarious that the actual yeah, the model doesn't work
either.
Of
yeah.
The thing. Fuck up model versions of the thing.
Basically the motor would, if it, it would put too much torque on the gears if it was a cold start without warming up first or something like that.
And it would crash and kill 25 Marines.
Right? No, it would just like cause... Well, no. I mean, that would be the result if it yeah, were... Right. Yeah. That's... Yes. But
you know they eat Marines, right?
Oh, God.
You ever heard that joke?
No.
Ospreys are their actual...
The actual birds of prey, yes.
They actually eat Marines.
Oh, boy. That's very sad. The grim Marine humor, I guess.
That's why I didn't join the Marines. I'm not going to fly that piece of shit. Chinooks don't crash. That's why it's a better aircraft. But
anyway. So they had to recall the set. It never actually went out. The official excuse, though, which was hilarious, or I don't think it was official. It was, anyway, they was thinking about, like, it's a military. Some people were like, it's a military set, and they should never have released it. And they were complaining. They used that as a justification for, like, well, there was a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But in fact, there were these production problems.
So the real Osprey also was recalled.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
In that they had to change. The first revision is much cooler. It had a 20mm cannon on the front. They had to just take off the armaments or this bitch wouldn't fly. There's a 30 cal in the back, like where the stick drive drops. There's a dude on a gun.
Sure.
But
that's not a...
It's not an arm. It's an unarmed aircraft because it's such a fucking piece of shit.
Man.
Anyway, okay. Speaking of excellent, you know, quality control as opposed to poor quality control of the military industrial complex, Legos are like a notoriously hyper autistic Dutch man. For like, he was like Ola or whatever, the first CEO was like, is it an insane perfectionist? And Legos were the first like plastic toy to be widely acceptable, because plastic toys are bad. Like they're generally quite of poor quality until the 80s when like injection molding kind of picked up.
Yeah.
But even now you can still see there's just cheap plastic crap is like,
right.
Is a uniform.
It's getting
term.
Worse too. Like I there were some plastic like Happy Meal toys of mine from decades ago that I, you know, had lying around that were passed on to Siege Toddler. And that was the lowest quality plastic in, you know, precise years redacted, but I think people have a sense, noticeably superior in quality to even like kind of stuff you get on Amazon for everyday use.
Yeah, no,
it's quite noticeable.
And also, Lego is forced to maintain that, like, call it that 80s standard of injection molding, because all their patents are long expired. They're the first mover in the marketplace, but their model is not uncopyable. It's just when you...
And they have like, knockoff brands of kind of varying quality.
So there are knockoff brands, and they feel worse.
Yeah.
I would say the best one, Mega Bloks, if you've ever heard of it, they're a Canadian company, that they even get, like, big licenses and stuff. There's some really interesting, like, Halo stuff they do that I found very cool as a kid.
We have a Mega Bloks thing, yeah, we know.
But you can still kind of feel it's not quite...
Right.
You're right. And Lego does not own a patent on, like, the fit and fitment of these things. It's... purely their, like, quality control and
design, you know.
They own, like, the minifigure. That's about it. That's all they... Sure. I think that's the only thing they managed to defend is, like, the mini... They're explicit, like...
And they're just, like, a, you know, company trademark.
Obviously. But in terms of, like, design elements, the minifigure is, like, obviously theirs. Which is also implicitly white. They did the yellow skin color, right?
So this is one of the things I wanted to talk about, and this is part of why I wanted to discuss the, like, Lego video games in under the umbrella of Lego generally as a cultural phenomenon. There's on Netflix, there's, like, multiple Lego, like... Okay, well, it's interesting because, I was going to say animated cartoon. I mean, it's 3D animation, right? Like, computer animation. There's also, which I don't, it's not that I blame them because it's just so absurdly more expensive and it has to be a labor of love. But there's on YouTube some really, really, really well done amateur, like, stop motion Lego
stuff. The stop motion stuff. For sure inspired the first, like, Lego video games.
And,
like,
you can
really see,
exactly,
like, see how they, like, emote in certain ways.
Yes.
I think you can watch, like, all of their original Star Wars movies in stop motion Lego, I think, on YouTube somewhere.
Probably. That wouldn't surprise me.
Or at least all the major scenes.
Big scene. I would imagine the highlights, yes. That would be, like, one of the first things. And then there's a lot of... But there's, like, pirates. There's, you know, castles. There's all kinds of stuff. It's really, really great and extraordinarily wholesome and just I, you know, it's good stuff. And then they have, like, you know, Lego branded, Lego group official product of these 3D animated cartoons, typically in different, you know, they have, like, a Jurassic Park one, they have a Lego City one, and I highlight those two because I think the City one is earlier, probably like late 2000s or so. I don't know. It's been interesting. Part of this has been, like, people, I guess, online talk about, what is it, their Lego, I don't know, rediscover. Basically, you know, one of many adults who hadn't played with it since I was a kid. Now I have a kid. And, you know, Legos are a thing. I'm like, oh, wow, Legos have changed a lot since I was a kid. And, but anyway, so they had this cartoon and in the City one, which is all about bank robbers and stuff like that, everyone is yellow. I was talking about this last night with Mrs. DK. I was like, well, it's interesting because they are completely deracialized, but just given the kind of facts of their environment, makes them all implicitly white, much including, like, the actual bank robbers who don't, like, hilariously speak with just normal white people accents. Yeah. Which is great. It's all extremely.
We're in, like, Denmark.
Yes, or just, like, in the 1940s or something. Like, it's a very and that's kind of, they're kind of playing on kind of, you know, 40s gangster movie type vibes.
Yeah.
You know, the cartoons.
And even the cops are dressed like old school cops.
Exactly.
The motorcycle cop is the most modern, but, like, the old, like, when they show the cops have, like, button downs and, like,
the they're very much in the
funny white caps on.
The thing that, you know, from watching TV, you know, media from any time between 1930 and, like, 1980, right? Or even 90. And so that's the like the vibe of that show. The Jurassic Park one is much more recent, and suddenly there are no more yellow minifigs. It's all, like, the Lego minifig characters are racialized in terms of their skin tone. And the white people aren't yellow, they're, like, pink, you know, they're white. They look like white, white.
So what's interesting is, like, this was a function of not, like, even politics, it was, like, they did Star Wars.
Yeah.
And Star Wars has
Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, right? And it's like, okay, well, he... He can't be the only black one. You know?
I mean, he can't. That would be hilarious
if it was true.
They were talking about it the other day on Tedious. I was like, wouldn't it be? I actually like Bill, in the film. I just thought it was, you know, that's like the one black guy in the galaxy. Like, cool.
Yeah, for sure.
No problem, right?
And he's such a great like 80s black guy character.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, or it's like the, you know, he's like running a dice game, and I won a city in a dice game, and so we're doing this now.
Right, and then he backstabs his friends, but actually,
and then I lose, you know, the city. It's not a big deal because I just won a dice game. I don't actually give a fuck. It's like,
yeah, there's, yeah. I don't even think it was intentional. I think it was like they wanted a Luke Skywalker minifig, and they wanted it to look human as opposed to more abstract, mm-hmm. and everything proceeded from there. Yeah, I would. I mean, I actually don't know. I'm kind of making that up. I didn't do research.
I was alive and into Legos during the transition from Simpsons to, you know, right, you know,
right,
whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's how it happened. Also in that era, I do not believe that this is a conspiracy theory, but I do want to bring it up because it's funny. In 2005, which is during that kind of that shift. So the Lego has a bunch of theme parks that never really quite caught on in the U.S. Like Legoland's, they're around, but it's not good. There's like one in Florida, right? But Legoland's are huge in other parts of the world. The Christensen family, which is like, it's a privately owned company. They have a subsidiary that ran their theme park element, right? In 2005, Blackstone.
What?
Bought 70% controlling share of all the Legoland theme parks worldwide.
So wait, so the Legolands are owned by an entity that is not the Lego Group?
It was a subsidiary of the Christensen families. Like,
and now it is no longer.
And now they own 30%. 70% is owned by Blackstone.
Blackstone,
which is black, not Black Rock. They're two different vile fucking
Jewish,
evil usurers.
Yes.
And it's the other one.
It's the other. It's not the one with. It's not
real estate.
Not Larry Flint. It's not Larry Fink. It's the other guy.
Larry Flint. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, just right.
Hey, I mean. Hey.
Anyway, so okay, yeah, all right, and getting into the thing, so 1989 the Lego Pirates theme is launched, which apparently was the first that incorporated the minifigures with different facial characteristics. Other than that, it was just like
a smile
or whatever, yeah. Right. I remember very fondly the like space police versus like all the criminals are black.
They're black rock men, yeah.
Yeah, with like the translucent plastic shit and the like space, like the M-Tech or whatever it was called, which with the like, just like these fucking awesome neon and like we're in outer space like with laser beams and shit. It was rad as fuck, and that's one of these.
Did you have the Cowboys and Indians set?
No, I did not.
That was my favorite set early on because it had guns. Before there was no politics. It was,
right.
They were like American
cavalrymen.
Political. Yeah,
yeah.
It was like it wasn't even cavalry. It was like the cavalry and the Indians.
Yeah.
And it was like I was for the militaristic Legos. I was never big for the cop ones. My first ones that I got really into, even before Star Wars, was the second generation of castle sets.
Okay.
So the first castle set is the classic. It's one of like the early Lego sets or popular American Lego sets. They did like a character driven one with like these four
knights and
they're Arthurian.
Yeah.
One of the knights is called like Sir Santis. It's very like the French kind of like names or, you know, like,
sure.
Or French ish. You know, French
right.
Knight sounding names.
Frenchy. Yeah.
His name is like Sir Saint, actually, if you were to translate it, I think, or Sir Holy. But I was really into those. And they were all yellow, and they still are. It's funny because yellow now means it's kind of become defined outside of a few exceptions. Generally, a branded licensed product, Harry Potter, Star Wars. What is the other one? Queer Eye for the Straight Guy now has a branded Lego set, by the way, if you were wondering.
I saw that. Not only did I see that. Okay, well, I wanted to get into gay shit and Lego
but
in
anyway,
a second. Because that's its own topic.
So licensed products are racialized, and Lego internal properties, like your Ninjagos,
yeah.
your They're
pirates are not Lego pirates are not racialized.
Are they yellow or
they're
or,
yellow? That's what I mean. Yeah, yeah.
But they're white. That's the great.
Well,
thing.
That, yeah. I mean, yes. Yeah. I think they have brown, or they have had in the past.
They've had cops. They had a black cop.
Maybe I don't know.
I have seen.
Yes, they definitely have a black cop
and a white cop with the aviators who looks very like. You know,
he's Tom Cruise. I mean, that's the,
yeah, very no nonsense. What they're going or, for? I was they're going for no. What was there? I think they were for Terminator, T2, but with the aviators and the whatever. So yeah, the racial politics of Lego were very interesting. Because even the yellow figures are now that the tech is better for printing things. There are like Asian yellow Legos.
And yeah, white which is not Legos, the same thing as.
Which makes funny, which also makes it feel like, oh yeah, yellow Legos are white people. Like it makes it even more clear that, like, oh.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because it's not that yellow.
They don't change the shade, they just give her like gooky eyes.
Anyway, yeah. So, okay, but let's talk about the gay thing, because I do think that that's an important, and it's an interesting, like...
It breaks a barrier.
Yeah, well, it makes... Okay, so when I was, like, doing some prep, I was like... Sorry, did you want...
It's emblematic of a lot more than just, like, a taboo, though, because it's... There was always this conceit that Legos are for kids.
Yes.
And there are
not
more...
a conceit. There's a company. It's not just for kids.
They're toys.
They are toys to be played
and
with by
like
children.
Excellent toys.
Yes.
Very Nintendo-like.
Yes.
Even the sculpture stuff was tertiary.
Yes.
It was effectively like a subsidy. If you're paying like $2,000 for Millennium Falcon, that's like massive.
Yeah.
That's to subsidize the rest of the thing.
Yes.
You know, at a certain point. It's not like, that's not the goal. The goal of the company is not to make...
Yeah, they don't.
Hyper
they don't,
real Millennium Falcons.
They'll sell you. You know, they'll sell you. I think it's $800 or $900 for the AT-AT that just released. They'll sell it to you, but you know you're kind of and you're not like who they're for.
Yeah,
or that's the idea.
Yeah,
or has been
and,
the idea.
And doing like
Queer Eye for the straight guy,
the MTV
branded.
Fag show.
Yeah.
From 20 years ago.
It's an official licensed product too. It's like a co. So they have some really cool stuff like with Mario. They have a They got cool stuff with Mario, and they have a whole thing now, I guess, with it's like a like some kind of game that you play with a Mario figurine. You build your own courses. It's not as cool as it ended up sound, or it when I looked into it more, I was like, oh, that actually sounds like it's not going to be the greatest thing. But it's noteworthy that they have a collaboration with Nintendo on Mario, because there's no way Nintendo isn't very closely overseeing that. And it's they got a like an NES replica set you can build and a question block. So
well, Nintendo has not Nintendo. Lego has some level of wizardry with their sets though. Like they are legally in somewhat of a strong position, I think, because they get these licenses and then they can do
yes.
Like Lego Star Wars is not the same thing as Star Wars.
Right. That's Lego, its own. That's its own like whatever
thing.
Entity. Yes.
And that was kind of proven in that like. They did the Lego movie, which we can get into. It was just every property they ever dealt with was in that.
Right.
And there's no way they got like...
Lucasfilm or no, sorry, Fox.
Disney. There's no way these companies are all like okay with it.
Yeah.
They just have to be, I think. I think once you make a Lego product, it becomes a Lego product. Like Lego Superman is distinct.
So you're putting this more than on Lego then? Because
Lego is really good at legal stuff. They have beaten people. Like... Their patents
are
up.
They beat a Chinese knockoff brand in China.
Yeah. No, they were nasty about it too. They imported this Chinese knockoff, tried to import things to Germany, and they like got the German government to like swab it for like.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. What is it? Dangerous chemicals for like they were vicious. Like they were like, oh, this is a kind of substandard thing. It's probably you want to kill German kids. you fucking goose. Get this fucking container ship out of my fucking harbor. So help me God, you know. You bribed the harbor master with the fucking Lego Millennium Falcon set, and he starts fucking up the container.
Oh, my kids will love this. Yeah,
starts fucking up the Chinese.
I never could
Legos.
Afford it on my. I never could afford it on my dock worker salary. But they're very good at the legal side of it. I just assumed though. I mean, I could be wrong, but that like you know in a similar way like. I don't know. I would imagine.
I think it's more prestigious to become a Lego. Like,
Yeah, you're right.
For Mario to be a Lego adds more to Mario than like reverse. Legos don't need Mario. They don't.
Well, Queer Eye certainly.
Also, like
Lego certainly doesn't need, you know, yeah, the fag Joe on MTV.
Yeah, that was
like, right?
That's like some Long March shit. That's some real Long March. That's
just,
not Lego.
Well, and I was just seeing this in the. Now, it's one of these things where it's we're at the dangerous stage of like, you know, you could always just quote not buy the thing or whatever, even if you like the, you know, the other stuff they make. So they already had this, Everyone Is Awesome based on, you know, I guess from the song from the Lego Movie.
The fascistic based,
well, like, okay, awesome we song. Should, yes, we should
about,
get it. Like,
it's about all these, like, racially white people, because they're all yellow, running around in lockstep doing their job as best they can. And it's a perfect, it's literally a utopia.
It's literally fascist utopia. And, like, it's kind of one of these. Yeah, we could maybe
there's talk kind about. Of a European pop beat behind it.
I don't know how much we need to like get this. Yeah, right. Very kind of like yes, like 90s German music.
Yeah.
The Lego Movie. I don't know how much more there is to say. The for those of you who haven't seen it, I actually like it. I think it's. I mean, it's fine.
It's great.
It's Will Ferrell.
There's like a Happa thing happening.
Yeah,
but whatever.
I mean, you could nitpick, but I think the message is actually pretty wholesome. It's a father
which
and
is
son.
That I was right in that as a kid, yeah. You don't fucking glue your Legos together, you fucking weirdo. You throw them all in the big bin and you have fun, you fucking weirdos.
Glue in my
Lego. What do I do in the bin then? You unglue them? You can't.
You can still use the part. You can still use the macro part, or you can use, like, if you have the same part, just other ones.
Well, I'm not doing a pirate ship this time. I don't want to do something else.
Anyway, yeah, so it's a father and a son who are having this kind of conversation, and it's, you know, taking place in the son's imagination. And at the beginning of the movie, there's this song, you know, I think it's Everything Is Awesome.
Everything Is Awesome.
Everything Is Awesome.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Yes. Yeah. And the whole thing is like, you know, there's this one construction worker who's I think voiced by Chris Pratt, who doesn't want to be a part of the team. And he ends up learning that actually it is awesome to be a part of the team.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Yeah, also, like, creativity has a place. It's very, like, fascistic
yes.
work.
Well, so that's,
creativity yeah. has a place, but, like, at a certain point, we all work together. You have to all work together. In times of war, you must all work together. Is that you can have fun? No, that the actual message of the movie is that you can have fun and be creative, but in times of war, you must unite.
Yes,
and yes. act as one.
Yes, very much. That's basically yes. Not even basically. That's just what it.
That's,
you know,
the theme
at a certain
film.
I mean, it's very much. It's a great film, as I said. So, but the tension is between his father, who's Will Ferrell, who wants to build the kits according to the instructions and
glue them together
versus you know, the kid who just wants to make a spaceship / submarine / you know, cement mixer. And you know, it's the okay, right, so the everyone is awesome is derived from the everything is awesome, and that's the thing, is like, so it was clear, I think.
So just
I think they were going in a fascist direction. They wanted to be this like gay shitlib.
Yeah, they're in front
thing,
of the,
right?
Of the NATO flag, you know.
Right.
Yes.
Sorry, did you have something else?
No, I was making that there because I think it got cut off because it's they're doing it's like a tranny flag.
Yes, it's a tranny flag. Yes, it's you've seen it, like
it's the NATO flag.
It's the. Yeah, I think it was
Intel Slava.
Intel Slava.
Yeah,
this
great.
Is their Russian language? I presume they get at least some of their. It's officially or unofficially an arm of actual Russian intelligence, which is fine. I mean, they're just sort of.
It's open source, like
open
it's
source.
It's like a Russian
cell phone video.
It's
English language Russian sourced, generally open source intelligence. I haven't. Well, the thing is, my question is, who's filming this stuff on cell phone, and how is it getting on this channel? That's where I suspect. Yeah.
Also,
state
like,
involvement.
It could just be like some guys in like. Poland.
Yeah, but then where? That's my question. How are they collecting and putting out all this information so quickly?
I mean, you can
whatever. And why? What is their motivation in
it
doing
could,
so?
I think it might just be like the best of VK that we don't get because we don't speak Russian.
Entirely plausible.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're a great channel on Telegram. You should check
them
out.
They're very funny.
And they recently changed because they had been doing the gay flag for NATO for a while. But then they changed it maybe like a month or so ago to the tranny flag, like specifically
the
tranny flag for NATO. It's like, okay, this is their flag. It's just such a great troll. Yeah. But yeah, it's not just the exclusively pink, blue, and white one. It's the rainbow plus the pink, blue, white, black, brown, whatever. I don't even know the fucking, it doesn't fucking matter. But that's the every, so they did this set that's obviously Lego did internally, and without any kind of external involvement whatsoever, that particular set of like in those colors in that order. Then they did the Queer Eye. Now, on a new set that's about to be released, it's a Marvel's Avengers branded thing with Doctor Strange. Apparently, I'm just completely clued out of all this stuff, and so I assume there's, what is this character, America Chavez. Are you familiar with America Chavez?
So before I was red pilled, but I was getting there.
Same, yeah.
I read.
I never read the thing.
I read American Chavez or whatever. I think it was.
I saw about it.
It was Ms. America.
Ms. America. Was it with an X or with?
I think it was MS. I think they were still doing like a little. It was like.
I think that was a little early for MX.
It was like their cute. It was doing their own cute throwback kind of thing. I read the first three or four of these comics for. I stole them, of course. I did not buy this comic. Comics are expensive and stupid. But I was like, I have to. I did not read this in a genuine way. Definitely read it as like, oh my god, this is and it's. I actually would argue you should read the first few of these because. They are like the best satire of Marvel comics,
right?
And the funny, and they are.
But she was new as of that time,
yes, no,
right?
I watched the number one.
She was a completely new character.
The number one was the number one.
This was like Gamergate era, basically, right?
Like, right, yeah, or 2 years after.
It was like right around
influenced
the,
by. Yeah.
It was definitely. I think it was in response to Gamergate, among other things.
It is so over the top. It is so fucking bad. It is a satire of the. It's not satire. Which is funny, but like. Women say things like "by the great menstruation," as if I was doing like
wait
raising
what?
My voice in octave. Oh yeah. Oh, my Gaia's menstrual cycle.
What?
Oh, it's really fucking bad, dude. It's the
is this like an alternate reality or
no?
Is that-
it takes place in the mainline Marvel Comics universe of whatever it was in 2015. I don't know world. I don't know
whatever
616 or whatever current year.
Yeah,
it was in the current year, you know. and it's and like she's like oh you know I. Like she's like punching the chuds at the college. It's like, there's D'Amigo, and now yeah. Now she's punching him. Is that her punching her? Wow, what a real reversal there, guys.
Oh my god.
So and it's great because it's like, there's like, she's driving like an old Harley with like painting like American flag. It's like this very half assed like I'm stealing your culture thing, but it doesn't work. And they like siloed this off to be forgotten. Like they did like, oh, we ran this for like a year. It's like, wow, this was really fucking shitty. Like it's not even fun. they've done like SJW lame comics before.
Mm-hmm.
And they just like kind of forget about them after a while. This one was like one of the, the first one they just like shoved in the fucking thing. But now due to like.
Right.
Vagaries of the current year. She's getting a movie. Her comics.
She's getting a whole movie.
She's in one. No, she's in.
Apparently,
like,
she's in. That's what I'm saying. I think she must be in.
There's going to be a movie with this thing.
I have to assume,
or a miniseries,
which is hilarious. Like,
and it's they have to tone her down.
I bet. And then people are going to be mad, but then they just.
But no one's actually going to be mad. No one's going to be. Just like the Latina girl. It's always, you get like a vaguely passable Latina. Latina.
Latinx.
A little or Mestina or whatever.
Mestinx.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, Mestina. That's great.
And, like, there's no way. Like, I would. If they made her, like, play her character when she, like, how the way she talks, it's not that it's when you red pill people. People will think they're making fun of, like, brown women. Like, it's like a shit lib idea of, like, brown women written by an actual brown woman who is that, like, it's like just like the most, yeah. You're from you live in Bed-Stuy. No shit. It's like wow. I couldn't have guessed you were from fucking. Oh, and you went to Berkeley. No shit. Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, that's impressive. You know.
Yeah. And it's like
those, much credential.
It's just that. It's like that person. It's really bad. I can't wait for them. Yeah. I'm curious. You can find free if you can't read a free comic on the internet. You're retarded.
Right.
Read the number one of America's Chavez.
I guess. I mean, I'm not a huge comics
guy, you don't need to be.
But yeah, I'll read the first. Maybe we could. Maybe that's worth. You know, we could circle back to this and do a little bite-sized piece on that at some later date. In any case, yeah. So from what I was able to gather from the discussion around this, there's a scene in the new Benedict Cumberbatch Doctor Strange movie where I guess he's teaming up with America Chavez to fight some kind of eldritch-looking monster thing. And so in the Lego set that's from this, that's based on this scene, you get the monster, you get a minifig of Doctor Strange, you get a minifig of America Chavez. Some people were complaining because it's just a generic, they didn't do anything special for her, apparently, except she comes with a little, you know, one by one circle button with the gay flag on it.
Huh.
And so, and that's like,
that's also her entire character, so I think they,
well, like, right. I mean, I'm kind of almost, I wouldn't say exactly, I don't think it belongs in a children's toy. You know, take,
if, like, that,
know,
is the extent of her character,
right? Like, well, and that was some of the
Captain America, gay, but a brown woman from Puerto Rico, yeah. And like, oh, it's funny because AOC became that real person. Like 3 years later, it was an actual fucking person.
Oh my god!
But like, AOC is like more based than her.
Yeah,
for,
yeah, well, like, if she attempts to be conventional, AOC, that is, attempts to be conventionally attractive, like, yeah,
this girl is like doing a political lesbian thing,
right?
And it's hilariously like, it's literally like she's just a box checking exercise. It's really, really, really bad.
Anyway, yeah, so that, and that's apparently a new thing, and that's the, you know, and I don't know, I don't know what to make of it. I don't, I guess, are gays into Legos, or like, what's that even about?
Lego is prestige. Lego is a very, it's a prestigious thing. There, in Disney World theme parks, there are Lego stores inside, yes, that, yes, are Lego stores and not Disney theme park. Like,
yeah,
Lego is a prestigious thing to be associated with because of their, yeah, standards of quality and things. And even though, I mean, yes, they are privately, the Christensen family,
right,
owns it privately, I think almost damn near outright. Because that's why they kind of expanded slowly to keep it,
right,
you know, internal. They are a big prestigious brand, and this just happens to, like, arguably, like, if you can argue the fall of Lego, like, Lego, to access the American market very early on, was one of the first companies to build a factory in Mexico, post NAFTA. So Legos exploded in the U.S. in the 90s. They were here, but
yeah,
they became massively popular in the 90s.
Yes.
Lego saw what NAFTA was.
Yeah, and opened a factory in Mexico. It's
like 2 miles across the border.
Wow. Wow.
It's something, it's like, it's,
wow.
And they're not an American company. They have no patriotic reason,
yeah,
not to,
no,
do it.
Of course, yeah.
But they are, but they, like, they are, they're not like a Dutch thing. They're a global homo thing.
Danish.
They're Danish, right. Yeah, yeah, they're Danish.
But yeah, no, I hear what you're saying.
They are a big gay company. even if they're like, they are like, they're the largest, they're bigger than, I think they're bigger than Nintendo. Actually.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I think they're the biggest, yeah, it's like the biggest toy company on earth. Or,
right. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me.
Or for what value of a toy, I'm sure you can, sure, make arguments that Walmart's actually the biggest toy, but whatever. You know, like, but they're the biggest company that, like,
yeah,
that
that's
primarily
what they
produces
do.
Toys.
Yes.
And yeah, that's what it is now. And it's funny because they really, like, you can say, oh, they're built on the backs of, everything is like built on the backs of the whites, but like,
right,
Lego's post 2000 success was built on like a very specific kind of like white creative nerds who weren't retarded. Like all the guys that arguably should have made the prequels or made the Star Wars prequels made the Star Wars video game. You know, like people who had like an actual understanding of this thing, and
yes,
like,
yes,
yeah, like those guys all made the fucking the video game. And, you know, the Lego video games are, like, wonderful. They're, like, arguably, like, a very pure, purely encompasses, like, they're easy. Like, you can't lose in the Star Wars video game or any Lego video game.
Yes, no, one of the first things
you
die, but you
come right back together.
Well, you're, like, you're disassembled into your constituent parts. So if you're, like, a minifig, you're, you know, your head pops off and your legs pop off. If you're, like, an X-Wing or whatever, you're, you know, your whole, basically all the,
the wings fall
the
apart.
Wings, yeah, all the stuff, and then it progresses. And, like, your damage is essentially you kind of being increasingly, as I recall. Maybe I don't remember.
So, if you're a minifig, you have a heart, you have a health meter.
Yes, yeah, right.
I don't know about the vehicles. Sometimes vehicles.
I think vehicles have, I don't
know. They have a health meter, too, I think. Yeah, I think I don't know. So maybe it's in the kill. But, like, this, anyway.
Doesn't matter. Point is, it's the kind of disassembly metaphor for death, and it's not permanent.
You come back together, right?
There's no way to lose.
But
it's still fun.
Yeah.
I mean, for, you know, it's not like. And I'm sure it's more fun for kids.
And they're also doing like a very, it's also a thing, I don't want to like, it's for like smart white kids, especially early on, Lego is a silent film. Like the Lego video games, they do not use words or subtitles to tell a story. It's purely like a silent film. They didn't bring in words to like that.
Yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
So that you tell the entire Star Wars and Indiana Jones without dialogue.
Yeah, yeah. Wow,
that's a pretty like advanced thing for a kid to. I mean, because the kids have a cultural understanding of Star Wars, but they don't know like the story beats. You know, effectively, like at a certain age.
Right.
But it's taught. It's
almost like storyboarding.
Yeah,
like
it's vaudeville or whatever.
Right.
It's a silent movie. And it makes kids smarter to
Understand.
I played Lego Star Wars without having seen I think every single frame of Star Wars, and I like
knew. Yeah.
Yeah, I could figure it out because it's going very well taught. Occasionally, I think these like it's like early emojis in a way, where the faces would like form. The faces would pantomime a expression, you know, and that was all taken from the stop motion stuff that was made on YouTube forever, stop motion Lego things. And I think the Lego video games broke a lot of barriers around like how willing they were to license products, how willing they were to like do things that weren't like Legos. Like the movie, like without the video games, you don't get the movie, obviously. Like Lego Movie is a product of.
Yes.
It's the same animation style, even.
Yes. Yes.
Or actually, it's better, obviously.
But it's the same. Yes.
Conceptually, like in Lego Star Wars, you build, like, if you like need to build a lever or a door or a spaceship, you do the thing where you throw a piece together real fast. They rip that for the movie. That's how they build things. It's like this stop motion kind of clip, 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 and things get built method. And, you know, that's part of. Like the Lego canon is like because from these Star Wars video games that got made in the mid-2000s, you know.
Yeah, that's like I mean the whole visual language,
and they have dumbed it down though. Now they speak. Now they talk.
Yeah,
I think also because like I think it was like Batman was the first one they spoke. So superhero movies are fucking dumb.
Yeah,
and they did search in superheroes, and because superheroes like don't make cohesive sense in the way Indiana Jones makes sense,
right?
Narratively wise, it's just like guy fight. You know, they need to have some level of like, oh, it's Superman, you know, because I think they're also getting lazy. Like the original guys that were like, Legos don't talk. They're toys.
Right.
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 Which makes a degree of sense. But like, it's kind of almost an ideological position that Legos don't talk. Right. That's an ideology. That's not a, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know the cartoon
Legos are good, and Legos have fallen kind of in a lot of ways to Global Homo. Other thing is that not only have they fallen, Legos have increased in price.
Yes,
they were always expensive and they were always high quality and always even like generic sets, but now Legos are obscene. To tell you like how much I was a Lego fan as a kid, I was in like the war, and my birthday happened. And a couple weeks later, I got a package from home, and they sent me an X-Wing.
Nice.
And I built that over there, which is, you know, very cool, whatever. It was like $65.
For like one little X-Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really good, high quality. Like, you can fully flick the back, and it shoots and shit. Like
that's cool.
They have like all kind of stuff going on there. But there's no way, like, it's almost like gentrifying it, right? Because it is like the thing for... To make it, Lego makes like white kids smart.
Yes,
and they are like gatekeeping that to like keep out people who don't have a little. Get them a phone game or it's wild that it's $60 for a video game, a whole video game,
yeah.
And also like
$60 for an X-Wing Lego,
and the video game with the price will fall to $15.
Yeah, Lego prices never.
Lego prices will never.
Except for the Queer Eye. That was what I was going to say. The Queer Eye was like on like a super sale for a while. They couldn't move it. No one wanted it.
It was kind of a super spreader event. Yeah. No one wanted the gift.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, no. The NATO guys kind of hang out over here.
It's funny because NATO's gay.
Yeah, did one of the Queer Eye guys have to just become trans? I don't follow
it. Wouldn't surprise me.
But I imagine
I have no
idea. They got was it like four dudes?
I would expect them to get a biological woman who would do the female to male thing and then pretend to be a gay man.
That'd be a good bit.
That would be the bit.
The only funny Red Scare bit they ever did, which is like the
Red Scare, like the girls.
Yeah, the girls DSA or foe no longer DSA.
They're like hard 3 out of 10s.
Hey, the Steve Bannon respecting chicks. Or was it Steve Bannon? Yeah,
I remember there was this whole thing. Yeah.
But anyway, their only good bit, in my opinion, was they had this thing where in like 10 years there's gonna be this market of like waify hot girls who just they'll make a lot of money being like mistresses and girlfriends to tech executives.
Sure.
By just claiming they're dudes. you just find like waify hot girls who say they're boys. You do like the Ellen Page thing, but
yeah.
But
now we're yeah.
And now he's a fucking queer pansexual.
Right. So he can just do whatever he wants.
Yeah, yeah. And he can just
and they're in a polyamorous relationship.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't just got forced. Hey, gay queer eye, you're a drag queen this week.
So who was it? I think it was Bronze Age Pervert who's still on Telegram was saying. I actually like this take of which I said this about Pete Buttplug, but that neither Pete Buttplug nor Glenn Greenwald are actually gay. Like Glenn Greenwald is just a way for him.
Glenn Greenwald is homosexual. I don't. There's no way.
I unironically think that about Buttplug. I'm not convinced.
You could argue that for Buttplug, 100%. Greenwald is a gay man because he's so gay. He stopped being Jewish.
listen to yourself, man.
He's more gay than he is Jewish.
Maybe I don't know.
No, like there's no like the.
He does not have gay face. That's like part of it.
I mean, he's a. You don't like.
He's like he's going up against. He's doing like fuck global homo journalism. And he doesn't have gay face. That's all.
Yeah, but he's like married to a man.
Yeah. So is Buttplug.
But like, they have like a love story and like Buttplug's thing is very fake. And like Greenwald's thing is like
He's also a literal glowy. Like he literally. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what was he doing in Afghanistan? And I don't think it was, like, being mayor. There's two options for Buttplug in Afghanistan. He was, like, literally facilitating the movement of children. Like, Bakabazi boys and like, American elites. God. Or he was literally, which is probably more probable, actually, he was just in Kabul airport or, what's the other one? Fuck. The one next to
Bagram?
Or Bagram, yeah. Doing jack shit. Just, like... watching the time click by until he had done his combat deployment.
Right.
You know, it's like...
Oh, that's what I always assumed.
Yeah. But there's a picture of him in, like, full... So there's the old school IOTV. It's the whole system of things you can wear. And there's, like, shoulder pads and thigh pads and a crotch plate and a back plate and, like, all these accessories you can wear, which you only wear, like, if you are actually leaving the wire and you leave it with regularity.
Yeah.
You don't wear that shit. You wear the plates on the chest. Because, what the fuck are these shoulder pads going to do? They're, they're just, like, Kevlar. They're not, like, they don't stop
bullets.
It's not frag, but it's just a pain in the dick. But if you're, like, an Intel fag and you're taking a picture inside the base, you'll put on the whole suit of armor. And there's a picture of him with the whole suit of armor on. Like, oh, you probably didn't do shit. You fucking...
I've seen the picture,
You fucking piece. Like,
that was the picture that was, like, here, see, I was there.
Yeah, I wore the shoulder pads. Like, fuck you. No one wears the shoulder pads. It's on there, you're fucking full of shit. But yeah, so Legos. I don't know. I think Glenn Greenwald's fucking gay. I bet he said that he did like the lesbian bed death thing, but he was definitely homosexual.
That I could see. Yeah, I think that makes.
They don't
most
fuck
sense.
Anymore, maybe. But he's definitely gay.
He's just one of those old homosexuals who just.
Oh, he's an old queen.
Yeah. anyway, I don't remember how we got onto that.
You're talking about BAP.
Yeah, no, but it was
NATO. NATO.
Doesn't matter really. Yeah, I guess. Are we done with Legos? Is there more to say? Or
Lego has fallen. Oh, you're talking about the price. The price.
Oh yeah, right.
Basically, you're trying to gentrify the whites out of Legos. Buy your kids some Legos if you can.
Oh yeah.
Like they make your.
Well, the what I wanted to say
the
was
company's bad, but so is ever the company.
So the
as a video game industry podcast, we can't say like don't buy Legos because they do fag shit. Bro,
I
play Ubisoft games. I'm sitting on a throne of lies at a certain point. You know, if I'm telling you to be based. I'm kind of sitting on a throne of lies. I'm telling you to be based and not buy Legos. You know, obviously, like, yeah, sure. You should still buy Legos at a certain point. Fuck it.
What I was going to say, yes, I think that's a very good point. It's important not to be too fastidious about this kind of stuff, I think.
Have your kid watch the Lego movie.
Oh, yeah, and that kind of stuff. But what, real quick, yeah. What I wanted to say was the official Lego kits, which can be useful because they have certain, you know, special parts or they give you ideas or they teach you techniques, are definitely, I don't know if I'd say overpriced. They're expensive. The basic sets with like
city and
yes, those are cheaper, but then also just like literally just like the open-ended like bucket of Lego parts.
Yeah, go on eBay,
buy on eBay or Amazon. You can, or even just leftovers are even cheaper.
Yeah, my parents have a tub. So many fucking, it's a lot. Also, it's fun. It's a generational. So yes. My uncles had it,
right?
And then we had it, and it keeps piling on.
Yeah, that's a very nice thing to.
That's how I got I got the Cowboys or the Cavalry, but the Indians, like, I think they separated the sets in the 90s. I think so. They had like the Cavalry and the Indians.
Yes,
Indians like bow and arrows, and they have feathers and stuff. And the Cavalry are just U.S. Army Cavalry soldiers. I think it was the same set at some point, and they were split off into the Indian set,
right,
and the Cavalry set. Right. But, so I had the Cavalry set.
You just made them fight.
And I was like, well, oh, wait, thanks, uncles, because I got the path. Now I have the Indians.
Now we can
do this. And as a really like history expert kid, I gave the Indians guns, too, because that was more accurate.
Of course.
More accurate.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not a racist Dane who's always saying they can kill them with bow and arrows. They can use firearms just above anybody else.
I mean, the horses weren't native either, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, the bucket of parts types things are like way cheaper, it's worth keeping in mind. And with those stuff, it's like, yeah, you're not gonna get anything like super fancy, but for just kind of building or just doing whatever,
to make your kids smart.
Yeah, it's a totally legitimate thing to do.
Also, not only an IQ test, but like you can't really teach a kid to make these things interlock. They have to figure it themselves.
Yes,
you can show them, but they're not going to get it. Like the way these things interlock and like set, it's very tactile, but also like IQ based thing.
It's also kinesthetic. You have to kind of be careful with your motions and there's all kinds of good. I mean, it's just really good. Yeah, I don't think there's any. I mean, yes, it's unfortunate that they've recently been infected with, you know, global homo AIDS, but who isn't? And I don't think that negates, like, as I said, it, you know,
Blackstone Financial.
Pleased to meet you. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it just doesn't, you know, it's I think it's worth preserving.
Hey, we're also
worth...
bright side. We're probably going to get like a Jewish Lego soon, so we can.
Oh God,
put him in the camp.
Apparently,
the camp
there's a ban on. I was actually thinking about this because
there isn't there like a priest.
No, there is no official. There is a company policy that there is no quote religious content. Now that's kind of interesting because they have a Taj Mahal set, and the Taj Mahal is an Islamic burial structure. They have all kinds of Santa Claus, Christmas tree stuff. Which, so my thing on this is ultimately, it's like, I could see this going, I feel like eventually this is going to come to a head, and I can see it going essentially one of two ways, which is either they no longer do Santa Christmas stuff, which I think is the more likely.
There's no way they're not.
Well, Danes. Yeah, but the problem is like, then you start like, okay, but then you're going to do a menorah.
No.
I mean... They could just say that it's a Hanukkah thing, same as the Santa thing, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think they want to be put in that position.
Holiday is different than like religion, though. I don't know.
Well, that we're too late.
Let's call Varg.
Yeah, right.
Let's call. What's Varg take? I bet he loves. I bet
Varg fucking.
He either loves it or hates them. he might. He probably likes them, or he fucking hates them.
I think he has likes some. Like, we'll have to ask him sometime.
What if there's like a Swede Dane thing? Or
yeah. It's like a. There are. They definitely have their beefs.
But yeah.
Danes, Swedes, and Norwegians all have their own kind of funny thing about each other.
Yeah. And Finns like don't like any of them, so it all
But anyway, that would be funny if I could imagine Varg in a jail cell with Legos, happy.
Yeah. Dude, I'd be happy in a jail cell with Legos.
It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
But like that's the funny thing about like that's the difference between like white people and black people. Yeah. It's like if you gave me Legos in a jail cell, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And like versus like building a weapon.
Right. Right.
Trying to build some kind of a shiv.
Right. Yeah. All this kind of you're supposed to use them however you want, but there are, you know, yeah.
There's a wrong way to do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I
think that's it. I think this has been great. I hope you all enjoyed this comfy. Maybe there was one last thing we should discuss. Sorry, was this because I haven't seen it, but somebody mentioned I'm aware of its existence. This TV show that apparently sucks about building Legos. Are you familiar with this?
They do a lot
Lego,
of like,
Lego Masters, I think it's called.
Oh yeah, it's like this.
I haven't seen it.
So
I've just seen.
Have you ever seen like the sword shows?
Sword
where
shows?
They build like a where they build a sword and they test them. And all these guys build. It's like that thing kind of.
Okay.
It's like you build a thing and limit. It's like a cooking show or a
like a cooking show. That's from I'm yeah. Poor. Well, I mean, with the difference that I don't have to taste it to kind of see it.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, whatever. It sucks. Fine. I didn't watch it either. I watched the sword show. So this looks like the sword show. Sword show is fun.
I love to cook and I'm. Fairly good at it, but I don't really like cooking shows either.
Really? I like cooking YouTube. I don't like cooking TV.
Cooking YouTube is like instructional.
Yeah.
Cooking
I made some fucking egg rolls last night.
No, I made like these cooking Marone. Competitions. Oh. Like these, what is it? Like the
Iron Chef, all that shit.
Yeah. All that kind of shit. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
eh. Oh, I made some iron egg rolls last night. So easy, too.
Egg rolls. Oh, yeah.
Gook food is like great because it's kind of easy. Oh, wait. And the show. Before I go into a tangent about how much fun it is to cook Gook food.
And with that, we'll leave you for next time. Take care, everyone. I'm an MK.